When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Have a live look from Dave Murray in about a half an hour, although he won't be with us live today. And have some weather moving in sometime this late afternoon, early evening. We'll keep an eye on that for you and go into storm mode if we need to. Stairway to Kevin?
Yeah, let's jump in. I got a thing I've been hanging on to for a little bit, but I think it's just interesting how we perceive things changing around us, right? Mm-hmm. So one of my best friends, super smart guy, one of the smartest people I know. This is a guy that's given a TED Talk. He travels the world doing all kinds of academic study. He is a professor at a big time university. And he asked me a great question, which I think, and it wasn't just of me. It was like two or three of us that are friends on a text chat. So he asked if I thought that baseball's losing its cultural significance. And he went into some of the kind of things he had looked into to judge that. And part of it was because to him, because the game has changed a certain way, we don't have any more chases right now. Like nobody's chasing Hank Aaron. Nobody's chasing 300 wins. There's not a lot of like historical context that's bringing the modern game to like national headlines, if you will. And my answer to him was what I wanted to get into, because I don't think that that's happening with any one thing more than any other. I think my argument was that everything has lost cultural significance in the last 20 years. No television show carries the weight that a television show used to carry.
No,
people have abandoned movie theaters for the most part, right? I mean, certain big blockbusters still get big numbers, but not many. And they don't get the numbers they used to get at the movie theater. Music has changed, right? I see people all the time talking about how bands aren't a thing anymore. It's all about solo artists and crossovers and singles, not albums. And albums don't even matter that much except for an excuse to tour. Tours are. And I think you could make the argument for almost anything we do that it's lost the cultural significance that it used to have. And I wanted to see, A, do you guys see it, agree with that? And B, is that just us experiencing change for the first time at our age? Because I guarantee you our parents had things that were culturally significant that ended up not being that for us. And from if you look at 50 years ago or 100 years ago, it's a whole different world. Politics are different. Priorities of life are different. Lifestyle is different. The way we dress is different. And what we care about is different. And I felt like my answer was simply that, yeah, sure, maybe if you're looking at the amount of space that Major League Baseball holds on the national conversation, yes, that has decreased. But I would actually argue that it all has, in part because now it's just watered down by the sheer number of things that exist.
Yeah.
And I'm curious what you guys' take was on that.
I think it's a perfect answer. I agree with you wholeheartedly. In our business, probably about 10 years ago, so even even before the real change happened, I was asking my boss back then, Jeff Allen, I said, why am I, or why don't I feel like as big a deal as like Steve and DC were?
Sure, yeah.
Because I've done it longer, I've done it more successfully, but they were just such a huge, they were huge stars, and I don't feel like a huge star. And much to my dismay, he said, you're not, and no one ever will be again. There was a moment, I mean, I still, you know, we're on KMOX and I get paid well and I love my career and I love what I do every day, but I'm not a giant star like JC was in the 80s and Stephen DC were in the 90s, and no one is. And it's everything has been watered down, I think, mostly by social media. And then the death knell, maybe not death, was TikTok. And for whatever reason, society in general and young people in particular decided that they were no longer nearly as interested, if at all, in stars. Movie stars, sports stars, radio stars, comedy stars. They wanted to see their neighbor make bread. And I'm guilty of it, too.
Yeah.
I TikTok all the time.
Me, too.
And I'm not watching stars. I'm watching people make bread or whatever it happens to be. So I agree that everything culturally has lost between 20 and 50% of its significance.
Except the NFL. That might be the one exception that doesn't seem to be impacted by anything. But I think that's a large gambling thing. There's a whole other lot of issues that go into that. And I was also curious because, Rach and Andrew, you guys are 20-plus years younger than us. Does it feel that way to you? That things have changed, or is this just like, all right, well, this has been my life?
He can't even answer that question. He's
just
a baby.
He's just a baby.
I mean, I definitely feel the change. I think it's because we have the internet now, and with the internet, you can influence people beyond your immediate vicinity. Like growing up, it was like I was influenced by my family. I was influenced by my people I went to school with and my teachers. I was influenced by my church. Those are the only things I ever did. And then I would watch TV, and I had pretty strict rules for my TV watching too. So it was like PBS and stuff like that. Then whenever you are exposed to this whole other world of different ideas and different ways of doing things, I don't blame these kids for wanting to watch their neighbor bake bread. I think if all of us had the opportunity at the age of 11 to dive into whatever special interest we had,
we would have done it.
We would have done it.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it makes
total sense.
And I have found myself like getting like jealous of even like Gen Z because they grew up with the internet more than I did. I'm not saying this is the case for every single person in that generation, but sometimes it feels like they have a worldliness and an emotional intelligence that I didn't gain until much later in life because there were just certain ideas I was not exposed to.
I can vouch. Phoebe is 20 and she has thoughts and problems and issues that I didn't contemplate until I was 40.
Yeah. Yeah. Same with my kid.
They're just a more, now they're idiots, right?
I mean, yeah, 20
is 20.
Yeah.
But they sadly, too, I think she's a much deeper, richer human being at 20 than I was at 30. But she also has worries that I didn't have.
Yeah. No, I saw the same thing with my kid. She's 28, but at the same, I mean, even now I would say she's different at 20. She's more attuned to the world at 28 than I was.
Yeah.
By far.
Yeah.
And if you looked at us at 19, 20, or even as seniors in high school, light years difference between what she was experiencing and what I was
experiencing. And she has a window to the world that you didn't have at that period of time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think all of it makes sense. I think it would be weird. I do think it would be strange if, like, 13-year-olds were like, I don't want to get on TikTok. I want to see what the big star of NBC has to say.
Right.
You
would
be like, you know, you can watch whatever you want.
But it's an interesting thing because, Dave, you and I grew up where a lot of what you just ended up watching was what your parents watched.
Of course.
Because there was maybe two TVs. And maybe one was attached to cable.
Yeah.
And the other one was not. And if you were going to watch the good TV, you were going to watch whatever they were watching, and that was it.
I'm sufficiently older than you.
Yeah.
That we didn't have cable until I was pretty old. And the only time I got the television was between 3 and 5.
There you go. Yeah.
So I would watch Brady Bunch and Gilligan's Island.
All of the syndicated
stuff.
Other
than that, it's what Jack Glover wanted to watch.
Yeah.
And that was fine. Like, I would just sit there and eat popcorn and watch Carol Burnett with them.
And now, even if you're in the room, like say your kids are in the room with you, and I experienced this with my kid. She'd be in the room with us watching, but she was on Twitter or, you know, she was messing around, texting friends while some show or movie was on, and it's a different experience. And that's what I always, because I think as the problem that I run into is we tend to repeat the same cycle that every generation before us has, right? We worry about what's being lost, but it's not really being lost because it wasn't that way for our parents. Mm-hmm. It's always going to be different.
Yeah.
It's never going to stay the way that we always remembered it being. The world isn't that way. But I think the speed, Rach, I think you hit on this, the speed of the change is coming faster.
Yeah.
Every year that you go by.
I will say, okay, one thing I do think we might be losing a little bit is when it comes to music. And I don't buy into the idea of like, they don't even make good albums anymore. They do. Like,
oh, yeah, they
artists
do.
Are still putting out like incredibly creative things. I just look at the way when I would get an album when I was 13, 14 years old, I would listen to it over and over mm-hmm. again because that was my option. So then you develop this emotional attachment to these songs that maybe if you had Apple Music at the time, I'm not into that song. I'll just kind of skip it or I'll get through it once. But like you kind of were forced to listen or you know, waiting for the song.
Songs grow on you.
Exactly. Yeah. Or like waiting for the song you want to hear on the radio that night. That is a very special, very personal thing that just doesn't really exist anymore because it's at your fingertips. And I think I wouldn't wish away any of these streaming services when it comes to music. I love being able to access anything I want at any time. But sometimes I do feel like we're losing a bit of that, like falling in love with an artist like you would back in the day.
One thing that's changed a lot is that when I was growing up, we had a very shared experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like when I was growing up, I didn't go to work and smoke and stand at the water cooler. But everyone who did talked about Johnny Carson.
Yes.
Everyone talked about
MASH the night before.
Now we got to talk about LaBooBoo. What even is that?
Everyone listened to Journey and Foreigner and the Beatles. And you had your friend who was into alternative or punk. And you're like, you're so weird.
Yeah.
But we all had a very much shared experience. And it was very comfortable. Was it better? Who can say?
Yeah.
It was just very different.
Very much.
And I agree with Rach that if you took someone out of time and said, hey, you can have 6 channels on this thing or you can have 1,000. You can have 4 bands or you can have 500. Well, of course, they're going to say, give me the wider choices.
Sure. Yeah. And I agree with Rach. I love having all of the extra stuff. Because I even catch myself when I did this. This happened to me last night where I went back to an album that I had downloaded a few months ago. And there's like 2 or 3 songs right out of the gate. They're like bangers. And I'm like, boom, you're on a playlist. And I just kind of forgot about the rest of the album. And I just put it on last night while I'm going to bed. There's like 3 or 4 more good ones that I never sat through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe you know how you hear, you'll sample like the first 20 seconds of a song. You're like, nope. Where if you just bought a cassette, you're going to listen to them all.
Yeah.
Because it's there.
Yeah.
Parenthetically, I've really been enjoying your intro music on Rush Hour. I've always been a little bit afraid of metal. It's all, like when I grew up, it was like, Satan is God and eat your butt. Like, so I'm less scared.
New reality.
Welcome back, DGS.
Closer to the
Our buddy Amy Youngman says, I'm in St. Peter's, very Closer dark skies, and it just started pouring exclamation points. So
Welp.
Keep us abreast of that out there. If you get underneath the downpour, let us know, and we'll pass it on to everybody. So be careful in St. Peter's. Apropos of the last conversation we just had, which I thought was an excellent conversation, and Rach brought up music, and on the break, I brought up I'm surprised, but the more I think about it, I'm not. But it's a little surprising to me that there hasn't been a band become the new Beatles. Like, we saw what happened with Taylor Swift, and we've seen that happen a couple of times to a smaller degree with individual artists. But I can't think of the last band that caught on anything like the Beatles. We're talking about, you know, the Strokes, Foo Fighters. But I think to really do what I'm talking about, people of every generation have to be aware of them. Like, I might not like him. My dad thought that Paul McCartney was a woman, but he knew who the Beatles were. And maybe that just won't happen again.
I don't think it will. I think it's music. I mean, think about the time when the Beatles broke through. Rock and roll was one thing. And now it's metal and hard rock and prog rock and new metal and it's yacht rock. Like, it's literally 20 different things now instead of one thing. Right. So when you were a rock band back then, it was a much more similar sound, and people are used to basically what Rach said in the last segment, that you're used to your lane and you can get really hyper specific into what you're into. So like today, and nothing about the greatness of the Beatles or any of the modern bands being less than, just that the tastes are more specific now.
Well, Rach made a great point on the break that if the Rolling Stones were 25 years old today, they would be a popular group.
Yep.
But they wouldn't be a super group. They would just be a good group.
Yeah, it would be like, wow, these guys are great. They wouldn't have the cultural significance that they hold today because at the time they came out, there were just so fewer options.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've had all this time to kind of solidify themselves. And part of what keeps them great is it's like, man, Jumpin' Jack Flash, heard that for the 3,000th time today. I still like that song. How is that possible? I mean, that is pretty incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But if it were released in 2025, would it be like setting the charts on fire? I'm not sure.
So nothing's permanent, but few things regress other than people who are just into retro things. But have we killed stardom?
No,
it's just different. It's more Mr. Beast.
It's broader, you know? For sure.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be if to be a star, you had to be on television or you had to be on the radio or you had to be a musician.
You had to be exceptionally good at something.
Yeah.
Now you don't.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
At least not at the what would generally be widely accepted as good at something. Although, again, Taylor Swift exists. It's just maybe, I think now that phenomenon is much more likely to be a pop artist that's a solo artist than a band.
I mean, look at Joe Rogan. Yeah. I have all the respect in the world for Joe. He's created an industry. He's very good at a podcast. But there's nothing about Joe to me that says, you're amazing.
Right.
But maybe going, if I could go back and be 40 years old in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and honest with myself, maybe I would look at the stars back then and go, there's nothing amazing about them either. Closer
to the heart. Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com. Yes, closer
to the welcome back, guys. GGS on KMOX 334. Skies are darkening downtown. KMOX, looking out the KMOX window. We have a live look from Dave Murray.
We do right here.
Hi, guys. Could not be with you live today, but the atmosphere is a little bit on the juicy side, partly sunny skies. There will be a couple of scattered thunderstorms around, fading by about 8 o'clock tonight. One or two could go strong to severe. I think the main features with these things, scattered, first of all, the key word, not for everybody, but they're very efficient rainmakers, so there'll be some heavy downpours of rain and some lightning. Those storms should fade away very quickly with the setting sun, and that's why I'll take it up until about 8 o'clock tonight. Wednesday, partly sunny, couple of thunderstorms here and there. Not as much as we will see as we get into the evening hours here. 90 degrees for the high on Wednesday. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, 72. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, maybe a spot thunderstorm, and 92. Full moon, the full buck moon coming up on Thursday night. It's just kind of a typical run-of-the-mill summertime weather pattern over the next several days. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great evening.
Okay, very good. We'll keep an eye on the skies for you, and you do the same for us. Amy was just saying that it's really pouring buckets in St. Peter's. Today is National Video Game Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh, that was a big change.
Wonder how I'm going to celebrate tonight.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I wonder. I'll play some games. The question is, do I want to, like, go on a Rambo rampage against some aliens, or do I want to play baseball?
What, aliens?
I don't know.
Oh, what okay.
Fine. So it might actually be some dragons or something.
Jake says it's like a hurricane going through St. Charles right now. Yikes. Absolutely pouring and heavy winds.
Can you simulate Dave's baseball team in your
I'm going to do that. I'm going to make a team of the Bud Light Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Create Dave. Create all of you guys.
Love it.
Play out a season.
Love it. 1,500 bikers in England showed up to escort a 16-year-old kid to prom. His name is Josh. He's on the spectrum, and he's been dealing with bullies. His dad has a motorcycle and was hoping that 50 bikers would show up. 1,500 bikers showed up.
That's nice.
That's sweet.
Those are the right guys to back you, too, man.
That's right.
I love it. It does seem like in recent years, the prom has kind of switched from being like, this is going to be the most romantic night, and you have to go with a date. Like, it seems like tons of kids go by themselves, go with their friends. Yeah. I love that. I think that's an improvement.
If you need to relax, check out a site called Purrly. It does one thing. It plays the sound of cats purring.
Oh, already got that at home. I don't need that website.
It's healing. It heals you. Mends your broken bones and whatnot.
I don't know. I mean, I've had some problems in my life, but if I have a problem big enough that I'm calling a Purrly and listening to cats purr and meow.
Yeah, you can get that for free on YouTube.
Companies are now trying to kill off the idea of work-life balance. The postings say things like looking for someone who can keep up with an unrelenting pace or someone who's eager. So another change in the corporate world.
Looking for someone who has no life.
Pretty much.
And will let this overtake everything.
Like, Pretty much.
Probably not me, but good luck to you all.
The record for the most points by a father-son duo in the NBA is 42,246.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron scored 42,184.
Yeah.
And Bronny has scored 62.
That's the story, is that LeBron has outscored all the father-son duos ever. By himself.
Yes.
Not that there have been that many, but.
Right. Hawaii's state fish is called the
Hoo-moo-hoo-moo-moo-koo-noo-koo-a-poo-a-ah. Nice. Also known as the trigger fish.
All right, let's just call it that.
Might be easier. We're all familiar with the Magic 8 Ball. God, I love the Magic 8 Ball.
Me too.
It failed when it first came out in the 1940s because it wasn't an 8 ball. It was just a regular ball called the Seco-Seer, but a billiards company in Cincinnati commissioned a line of them that looked like 8 balls, and it took off.
Hmm.
And interesting how things happen
he
like
said,
that.
Try again later.
Yeah.
I believed that thing.
Oh, it's witchcraft. I mean, oh, it was a prophecy. Yeah. It was. It could see the future, and it was trying to help you.
I feel like whenever I first started playing with them, though, as a small child, I'd be like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And then I would shake it, and then just the corner would come back every time. I don't know if I was messing with a broken eight ball or something, but that was stressful.
You guys familiar with the term bathroom camping?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to explain it.
I believe, I just saw this on TikTok last night. I believe it's when you spend like 2 hours in the bathroom just hanging out.
When you don't need to.
Yeah, having a good time.
Why
typically
would you
to
do
get
that?
Away from your spouse.
Okay.
Or at a social gathering that you don't want to be at. And so you go into a stall and you just camp out.
Yeah, or you
for
just feel
long?
Very comfortable there.
Couple hours.
Couple hours.
Nobody notices?
Evidently not.
Like people are not knocking on the door going, hello, anyone in there?
I think if you are trying to get away from your spouse by going to the bathroom for 3 hours, your spouse is probably fine with that.
Yeah.
Also,
they're probably not like.
Do you not just
Jeffy?
Have another room?
Okay, Mr. Millionaire.
Andrew, you can
for real.
You can explain this.
I mean, there's
not
a living room.
Monopoly man, Willie Millions.
Oh, so you don't have a living room and a bedroom?
Some people don't.
All right.
Some people live in a studio.
Some people live in a studio.
Go outside.
I would rather go to the bathroom than go outside where it's 90 degrees and raining.
I'd rather live by the crapper.
Why don't you go outside where it's 95 in a thunderstorm currently?
You poor person. Can't afford a living room.
You brokey.
What, do you not have a man cave?
I mean,
why don't you just retreat to your beautiful finished basement where you have a home office, a home studio, and an extra large man cave?
I don't know. If you got to escape your spouse for that long in the crapper, maybe you need a new spouse.
Or a new crapper.
Stop saying crapper.
Too poor to get divorced, man. Don't even have a bedroom. You know what I'm saying?
That's probably a good
point. Got to just hang out in the bathroom.
Probably a good point.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Hormel have partnered up for a new bacon-flavored cereal.
Nope. Gross.
I have tried to get my wife. So they already have Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored bacon at, like, I've only ever seen it at Walmart, I guess. I have tried to talk my wife into that so badly, and she's not having it. She will not try it.
So
I want to try it so bad.
It sounds
nasty. It's not cereal, it's bacon.
Speaking of spouses, why do you have to talk her into it?
Because, I mean, it's
a grown-ass
man. She's going to be eating it, too. I mean, it's...
Well, you can have just cereal for you.
No. It's not the cereal. It's actual, like, strips of bacon.
It's bacon with cinnamon on it.
Flavored with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That sounds good, because that sounds like
that
candied...
That sounds much better.
That sounds like candied bacon, which is good.
Now, Rachel's right. It's probably just some cinnamon dusting on
it. That's fine. That sounds good.
There's a list of women who proposed to their men, including Pink, Britney Spears, and Judge Judy... I think that sounds delightful.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being proposed to by Judge Judy? Like, best day of my life.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, I don't think you have much of a choice when Judy's asking a question.
She's going to be like, don't talk.
Answer is always yes.
Although, contemplating that for the first time puts me in the space that women have been in for generations of being asked by someone who you don't want to say yes to. That is an S ton of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? I think it's a huge risk for the lady to do the asking.
That being said, I cannot imagine a reality in which I don't want to be married to Judge Judy. So that makes it a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
What if she proposed now?
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Be like, no, not back in the day when she did that.
Oh, okay.
When
now,
did she get married?
Yeah.
I mean, she's rich.
She's been married for 2 years.
Till death do we part.
Okay. Andrew's like, I'll be your Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, now till the end.
You'd show her the best 8 months of her life.
I'm in it to win it.
If the girl is the one asking, are they getting down on one knee?
Oh,
don't know.
I don't know.
Don't
a good
know.
Question.
Do people still do that?
I'm looking up Judge Judy proposal.
I know. I see like tons of proposal videos all the time on like TikTok and stuff. And those guys are getting down on one knee generally.
Can you just propose to someone these days without a camera?
Man. You can.
Would it be a disappointment?
I think a lot of people go that way. But then I also understand the motivation to have that on camera so you can like relive the moment. I don't judge that. When you know, I was at the park a couple years ago and I witnessed a proposal, and it was very sweet because then like their family and friends like surprised them. Wonderful moment. I get wanting to have a copy of
that.
I
had a terrible moment. Scott and I, my buddy Scott Rutledge, were in Colorado when we saw Bigfoot, and we were taking a walk around a lake, the two of us. And it's a gorgeous, I have a tattoo of the lake right here in my arm. We walked up upon a proposal, and it was the most attractive couple I've ever seen. The guy was hotter than any woman I've ever dated. And it was the two of them and a photographer, and we just stood there watching. And I feel terrible. To this day, I feel terrible, because at some point, all three of them stopped and looked at us, and we're like, oh, you just go ahead. We'll just keep on walking.
Megan and I were in Tower Grove Park a couple weeks ago. And we saw a lady and a little tiny, like, couldn't have been more than, you know, a year old or less baby. And they were having, like, a mommy baby photo shoot, primarily baby photo shoot. And Megan and I, like, stood and watched for, like, way too long. And Megan was even, like, getting involved when they were, like, you know, couldn't get the baby's attention. Megan was, like, trying to help, and they were
Oh, my gosh, that's a little too far.
I know. They kind of same situation. They were giving
Let
her looks like.
Your baby.
Yeah, they were giving her looks like, we got it. And she's like, oh, yeah, of course, yes.
What did we call chilling because before we had chilling?
Chill Maxon.
Like relaxing.
Out. Yeah, hanging.
Like 40 years ago.
Yeah, you're hanging out.
Relaxing.
Because now whenever someone on a Monday, hey, what'd you do? How was your weekend? Just chill.
Yeah.
I am at rest, Jedediah. That's what we say.
I am at rest.
I have left thine boots under thy bed.
I spent solitary time in my domicile.
Rotting in bed, am I? Why the Yoda all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. People weren't bed rotting. They're out there milking the cow and whatnot. Yeah,
that's true. They didn't have free time.
They had chores.
They didn't just hang out. They're like, hang out. What the hell's that?
They stopped work by 10 p.m. It's
right.
Like,
I collapsed.
Loser.
At the end of the day, I ate and collapsed. That's what I did.
Dave Murray's forecast was brought to you by Saks Financial. If you're in a public eye, give us some
rental and I want it painted black. Welcome back, guys. DCS.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Keeping track of the skies for you. Looking pretty bad out west, heading our way. Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. There's a new TikTok challenge. It's called the Door Kicking Challenge, and it's gotten two teens charged with felony burglary in Florida. So they participated in a challenge that closely resembles a burglary. According to investigators, a 13 and a 15-year-old were caught on camera kicking in a neighbor's front door until it broke open. Again, they're calling it the Door Kicking Challenge. And this has not gone well for people in the past. One group of teens doing this was actually shot by a homeowner.
Yes.
The accused teens in this case were arrested the same night, with one found hiding in her home's attic.
God.
Just because it's called a challenge doesn't make it any less illegal.
Like, right.
I mean, I know kids are stupid, but you're especially stupid if it's like, it's called the murder challenge.
Right.
And everyone on TikTok's doing it. Like, use your
it's
head.
The steal a car challenge.
Ridiculous. A new study finds that U.S. children are much more likely to die than in similar countries. The research reveals an increase in obesity, chronic illnesses, and mental health issues among American children. This has all skyrocketed over the past 17 years.
Did they give a reason? I read the same headline.
You know, they don't give one reason. These chronic health conditions and obesity rates, I don't think there's any one thing we can be like, oh, they invented this, and then that's when this started happening. I just think our lifestyles are different now. People stay inside more often. I would have to think when it comes to the mental health issues, a lot of that has to do with being online from a young age.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I think I brought it up. These things are all parts of the problem, right? Like not getting outside enough, not sometimes being a little too isolated, too much social media. But I also saw that there was a study, not just people thinking, but a study that showed that helicopter parents are making it worse.
Oh, I bet.
Like, you're doing too much for your kids. They don't know how to do things. That creates anxiety. They don't know how to handle interactions with other people because you do everything for them. And this was even talking about teens, not little kids, talking about teens. We brought it up and it was the thing, like, parents wouldn't let they wouldn't leave their teenagers in the hotel room while they went downstairs and had breakfast.
Yeah.
Half of parents said they wouldn't do that.
That's wild.
That's insane. And you are really hurting your children by doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw there's a new challenge. It's called like the Target Challenge. And it's when you let your 10 or 12-year-old go into Target to buy candy without you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's a challenge too. Like, that just seems like a skill that a kid should be able to pick up. Hey, if you want the candy, you have to go through and talk to the cashier yourself and hand them the payment yourself. That's something you should learn at a young age, but we are sheltering kids so much these days.
Old man alert, but I was, let me be accurate, definitely 10, no doubt 10, maybe 6, 7, or 8, where my pals and I would ride our bikes more than a mile to the local store, buy candy with our quarter that we earned picking up apples or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's only one generation.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.